like I said, y'all, then you already know God is still God. Oh, today was a day, but it was a blessed day. Then you know, you always got some type of negativity that tries to come your way, but that's all right. I fought it the best way I can, using my wisdom and my knowledge to try to defeat the enemy. But, you know, sometimes we just encounter those negative people that just want to come our way. But what can I say? All I can say is it's just so much petty stuff that goes on. It just makes no sense. I mean, people can really, really, really try to bring a person down with their words. But that's why I say you cannot, of my show is called Foolishness for a reason. People may say things and, you know, do things to you because you don't do or act the same way you used to. You don't do the same things or act the same way you used to. But you can't pay that any mind. You got to keep rolling, keep doing what you're doing, keep allowing God to use you. That's the number one thing. If you're doing the right thing according to God's word, then don't worry what anybody got to say. Just keep on rolling. Keep doing what you're doing. Boy, oh boy. So, well, I had a very enlightening conversation this morning with a young lady I know. We were talking about schools and different things like that because I have a nephew that has Asperger's, and she has a son that's autistic. So her son has been going to school in Delaware. He has been going to school in Delaware since he was little, and he's now 16 years old. Unfortunately, the school is not trying to fund getting a certificate stating that he pretty much is completed 12th grade. Now, everybody else gets a diploma. So her son, he's in the classes. He does what he's supposed to do. So he's never been a behavioral problem either. So why does her son have to get a certificate instead of a diploma and walk across the stage like everybody else? I haven't heard anything like that. Like I told her, I have no problem, you know, trying to help and assist her in any way I can, because sometimes you need more than one person to try to help for when it comes to a good cause. I mean, I'm still trying to figure out why in the world is Cesar Rodney School District trying to give this young man who goes to class, does what he's supposed to do, and he's a high-functioning autistic. So for those who don't know what high-functioning and low-functioning is, low-functioning is the ones who cannot function in the classrooms and participate in this and third. So they have to be in what they call inclusive classes. That's when it's small. But he's a high-functioning autistic, so he can, you know, follow directions, and it's just he doesn't make eye contact and things like that. You understand what I'm saying? So for him not to be able to get a diploma is definitely not what's up. So I'm so glad that she is fighting, because she's definitely fighting the school district to make sure that her son gets a diploma like everybody else and walks across the stage, because he's worked so very hard, and he truly, truly has. And I can't even believe Cesar Rodney would sit there and try to do that. And Cesar Rodney is in Camden, Delaware, Cesar Rodney High School. Now, it's just ridiculous. So I'm just going to pray on that situation. And y'all out there, please pray. Just pray on that situation that her son will be able to, you know, walk across the stage and get the diploma. That's one thing. We just can't sit there and allow anyone to tell you anything different when it comes to things that you do know. You know what I'm saying? So if you know that, by all means, do what you have to do. That's why I always tell my children, if there's a will, there is a way. And that goes to say, you just don't have to sit there and take what they're saying. You can always try to find another solution to that problem, to that issue. And this is definitely a problem, because there's no way that he should have to take a certificate, and he sat there in the classes, did the classwork, homework, everything. So why give him a certificate instead of a diploma? Why make him feel like he's not like everybody else? He is like everybody else. I mean, nobody's the same, of course, but I'm saying, why would you single him out? That's what I'm saying. That doesn't make any sense to me. That's what I'm talking about. But I know there she's gonna get through because she's been fighting on it. So I'm pretty sure she has her meetings coming up with the school district. So I'm praying that they see the light and they just allow her son to get that diploma. It's just sad. It's sad how the school district, I mean, but you have to be an advocate for your child. That's the number one thing, because they will try to railroad your children. They'll try to do whatever they feel as though they want to do with your child. So that's why we have to be an advocate for our children. It's so very important to be, you know what I mean, to be that voice for them when they can't speak up for themselves. But at the same time, we definitely have to use diplomacy on these people. When I say these people, I'm talking about the school districts, because they feel as though that we don't know anything because we're not in a school district. We don't have to, you know their terminologies or anything. All we have to know is, okay, and feel that this is not right. And then that's when we go searching for what we need, because we're going to find what we need now. That's why they got the internet. That's why they got libraries, whatever. That's why you can call someone, talk to someone who might, you know more than you know, or is in a school district that's willing to help. So that's why I said you just have to go through all the different avenues that you can possibly muster up and think of, and just try to find out what you need to find out for your situation, whatever it may be. So don't ever let anyone tell you something, you know what I mean, or tell you that you're not doing, or just don't ever let nobody just tell you anything, point blank, because it just boils my bubble. Just when she told me about that, I mean, I got so frustrated. That hurt my heart, because, I mean, he's a very nice young man, and he's so respectful, and it's just not right. It's just not right. But I know she's going to be all right, and the situation is going to be all right, because I claimed it, and it's definitely going to thrill. He's definitely going to walk across that stage and get that diploma, as he so duly deserves. That's a lot of hard work. That's a lot of hard work. It ain't easy going to school now, and they done switch things up. It's not the same thing we used to learn when we was growing up. When I say we, I know we probably got some different age groups, but at the same time, the generation now, they're learning something totally different, not completely, but pretty much, especially when it comes to that math. That math, boy, oh, boy, you need a mathematician to teach these kids nowadays. Because I know I'll be lost. I don't know about the rest of y'all parents, but I'll be like, what? Wait a minute. You should have learned that. If you came from school, you should have known exactly what to do before you got home over here, because you're going to have to go Google that, YouTube it or something. I know some people are like, what in the world? I'm trying to tell y'all, some of that math they do now, we didn't learn that. We learned the basics. It seemed like we learned the basic stuff. So that's what that was. Today was a long day. Long, long, cold. Oh my goodness, it's so cold out there today. So cold, so cold. Well, hopefully everybody had a good day. I don't know about y'all, but it is almost time for Christmas. Christ Day. Day is approaching so soon. I'm ready for it to come and to be gone. Because all these, everybody only know about is, oh, it's Christmas. And Christmas means gifts. Nippy out here today. Lord, boy, oh boy. Well, there's so much going on. That good old Mr. Trump. I'm just waiting to see what he's going to do with all this stuff that's going on in the media. Because, I mean, they want the man to pretty much sell off all his stuff. And that man got a lot of stuff. I mean, how in the world is that going to work? So, you know, we got to see this, but not even that. You have nepotism, a law that they have when it comes to the presidents and their family. So how in the world he going to have Miss Ivanka, his daughter, all up and through the business, and they doing business deals and stuff while they're, I mean, now they're still doing new business deals. But not even that. By him not even allowing his own son to, by him not even allowing his own sons to make new deals, that tells you his trust level. The man ain't got no trust in them kids. He don't want them messing up his business. Man, please, them kids look like some, don't go there, just stop. But still, it shows no trust. He has no trust in them, period, whatsoever. That's what we do now. And we don't know nothing else. If we don't know nothing else, we definitely know that. That has been one of those days. But switching back, when it comes to the foolishness of life, because they have a lot of stuff that just be going on. I mean, we just have to learn how to remove ourselves from any type of conflict or anything like that. And I say that to say because I was having a conversation with my daughters and we were talking about conflict resolution pretty much, especially when somebody gets on your nerves to the point like you want to come out your element, because people can bring you out your element now. But it's the key is to not allow them to bring you out of your element. It's to, you know, find another outlet. So it's either walking away or just saying, I don't have time for this. Because, you know, you definitely don't want to turn your back on somebody, especially if you're having a disagreement. You definitely want to be careful and cautious. But nowadays, whew, people are ruthless. So you got to watch out, got to be careful. But even with us adults, us grown-ups, we still have to be careful and cautious also because, I mean, you have some ignorant people. I mean, look at Mr. Trump. He's not too polite, should I say. He's what I would say. He's ignorant, yeah. He's ignorant because he just don't care what flies out of his mouth. He keep it real now. Don't get me wrong. The man definitely keep it real. But at the same time, he goes to the left. When I mean go to the left, that means he go way left field sometimes and be talking about and just come out the mouth talking about whatever. Even like with him winning the presidency, he's definitely just rubbing it in Miss Hillary's face. That's fine. That's fine. Yes, you won. And he wanted to be known. I won. But we're gonna see about this whole hacking situation with Russia. Because you already know they are on it. Somebody smells something. So, but whatever it turns out to be, that's what it's going to be. We just going to see. That's all I said. I'm sitting back so I can watch this soap opera that's going to go down because it's definitely a soap opera. It's better than watching TV, regular TV. Why you won't watch regular TV when you can watch CNN, Fox, all the news channels that's talking about Trump and the presidency and how it's so this and this? It's just ridiculous. That's all they talk about. I don't think they even get it. They spend a couple minutes on something else and go right back to Trump. It's sickening. It truly is sometimes. That's for real. But I'm tired of hearing about him, but that's what it's going to be. That's what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to cover all the news, and Trump is the news right now because he's definitely treating this president, this cabinet like celebrity apprentice. But my whole thing is like, what happened to Mitt Romney? Now he just nominated Mitt Romney's niece, okay? So how you think Romney feel after he was kissing buttocks all on national TV? I mean, the man laid Lord Jesus, that's why they said, if you believe in something, you better stand for it. I mean, why would you sit there and lay down your values, your morals, whatever you stood for, just to get into a position? Really? That's what we do now? That's why they said politics. That's politics for you. I mean, it has no code. It has no honor. None. No code, no honor whatsoever. This is what you a bunch of backstabbing and all that type. So this is what we get, unfortunately, a bunch of foolishness at its best. But we're going to be all right. We just got to trust, and everything will definitely be all right eventually in due time. In due time, things will definitely be okay. That's what I'm praying for anyway. That's what I'm praying for. Just sit back and watch the show. But I definitely want to tell you about what's going on in our own area when it comes to Delaware and their corruption. So I was making a whole bunch of phone calls today because, as I stated, I've been trying to get in contact with Judge Newell, the chief judge at Kent County Family Courthouse. So, I was unable to get in contact with Judge Newell. So, hopefully, if anyone listening and you know Judge Newell at Kent County Courthouse, you can tell him that I am looking for him or I'm trying to contact him. The phone raiders, or whatever you want to call them, they have me so blacklisted at the family court. They're like, okay, if you see that number pop up, deflect from it. Because I'm no lie, when I first called, I was waiting for a call center representative to pick up the phone for a. That phone kept ringing, and no answer machine now. That phone kept ringing and ringing and ringing. I stood on there for a good 10 minutes. Only reason I stood on there for 10 minutes because I wanted to see how long it was going to take them to answer the phone. Now, I know they're there, but why you ain't answering the phone? So I hung up. I blocked my number. And don't y'all know somebody picked up the phone? Now, that's how you know. They blacklisted me, but I already knew that anyway, especially with the nasty attitude that I've been getting from the call center representatives. And the only thing I'm doing is asking to be connected to someone else. I don't even want to talk to them, but they make you want to talk to them because they're like, well, either way, we're not still going to know because it goes in the system, so we're still going to see what you called for. And then so you have to tell them, and then you have to go back and tell the other person who you're talking to. Who wants to double talk? I don't want to double talk. So why should I have to? And they get upset when I don't want to double talk. So it's just not nice. And then they want to hang up on you because when you're telling them you don't want to double talk, they think you're being combative or just, you know, or yelling. And I'm like, I'm not yelling. I'm telling you I don't want to tell you. I want to talk to the main person I need to talk to. It's just so much drama in that courthouse. I've never seen a bunch of grown people. Well, I can't even say that. These grown people are ridiculous at Kent County Family Courthouse. Melissa Ziegler, who is the director of operations, she is refusing to return my phone call, but that's okay. I'm going to flood her fax machine tomorrow morning. Well, she's going to get it early in the morning before she even get to work. I'm going to flood her fax machine with what I had to say, since she's refusing to take my call, her and Judge Newell. And sometimes you have to go around around certain people. Even with the hospital where, this other place that I have to go to is the Advocacy Center. Now, they're another one. Want me to go through who they want me to go through. Don't want me to go to the top of the food chain. They want me to go to the middleman. I'm trying to cut out the middle. So I go straight to the top. Can't get nothing done with the middleman sometimes because they can't do anything. So why go to the middle person? That's why I said you cannot just let anyone say, oh, well, you have to do it this way. No, you don't. I know this is what they have them there for, but either way, they're going to still turn around and still ask the big dog, okay, is it okay? Can I do this? Can I do that? So why talk to them? Because the big dogs, they don't want to talk to the kids. not the kids, excuse me, don't want to talk to the people. It's just crazy. Nobody has time for that foolishness. That's why you just got to keep doing what you're doing. That's why I advise y'all, don't let no one stop you from doing what you have to do. As long as you know it's right, you follow your heart, you follow your instincts, and you execute on whatever it is that you have to do. Nowadays, we cannot let people just push us around and treat us any kind of way. We have to stand together, have to stand for something. Because if you don't stand for something, you're going to fall for anything. And that's a known fact. It's a known fact. That's why it's so important that we teach, you know what I'm saying, instill morals and values into our children. Because if we don't, they will fall for anything if they don't know, you know, if they don't have any morals or values to stand on. That's why it's so important to teach that. And nowadays, these younger kids who's having babies, they're already fast and grown because they aren't already laid down and did to do, so they are knocked up, so they don't feel as though they don't have to listen to no grown-up. But at the same time, they still going to need the grown-up because where are they going to live? How are they going to take care of these babies? Oh, get on welfare? That ain't cool. That is not cool. You should be able to take care of your child. But when you're 14 and 13 and 12 having babies, you can't even take care of your own self, let alone a child. That's how you know you shouldn't be having sex. That's a whole other story in itself. But what I do want to talk about is all these commercials, music videos. I don't care what it is, these half-naked women that's always running around. And nowadays, you have even selling hamburgers, they half-naked. Really, though? Hamburgers. You're trying to sell hamburgers and they're half naked. They gotta be kidding me. I'm just so sickened by it. The Bible speaks about, you know, having a man to lust after you. What you think they're doing? They having the whole world lusting after them. They think, okay, they're gonna lust after the female, they're gonna come buy my burgers. Really? But that's what you call marketing. And nowadays they have it in their head, sex sells. And so that's why we got to grow, because everybody just want to fornicate. Everybody want to have sex, 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 sex. It's not all about sex. Sex is not going to get you to the next level. Sex is not going to give you happiness and peace. No. No, 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 no. People got it twisted, and people got it messed up. And, I mean, you got these corporate bigwigs that are just pushing it to the limit. And even the superstars, the ones that the musicians, they have a platform. And they can use that platform to do something positive or to dress a certain type of way so kids won't imitate what they see, because kids imitate what they see, so they wouldn't have to imitate, you know, them dressing this type of way because, oh, if I dress this type of way, they think that they're going to get more attention. No, don't do it. That's not what it's for. That's not what it's about. It's definitely not. You can still be classy and sexy covered up. Your boobs don't have to be hanging out. Your butt cheeks don't have to be hanging out to be definitely a way how you're supposed to carry yourself as a female. And it's not with everything hanging out for the whole world to see it. So that definitely needs to be addressed. I don't hear nobody sitting there talking about it. Matter of fact, I had a young man. His name is Emilion Mayfield. Now, we had a very in-depth conversation today. Lord have mercy. And I say his name because he's well-known. He just came back from the U.K. Because he's a rapper, he's a writer, he's a community activist. Because he does a lot of things around here in Dover, Delaware. He's right here in Dover, Delaware. And he does, like, the father-daughter dances and different things like that just to give back to his own community to bring families together. And I say big ups to him, big ups, big ups, because what he's doing is very awesome. I even had to let him know, like, I mean, my kids, they could have went to that father-daughter thing, but they did not because, dang, they didn't. That's all I can say. And, you know, I knew about it, but I felt like, why should I have to take them when they have their own father sitting right here in Delaware, in Dover, Delaware? I mean, they know about it, so why should I have to do it? And, you know, but that's all right. Sometimes you got to swallow your pride and just suck it up and just do what you got to do, because sometimes you have some mothers that got to be mommy and daddy, and that's just the way it is, unfortunately. It's not supposed to be like that, but that's how it is. unfortunately. I'm just thankful that he continues on doing what he's doing. But he made a post about the same thing I just said. We were talking about half naked females, because he has a daughter, a beautiful little girl himself. And he was like, you know what I mean, every time you turn on the TV, you gotta cover her eyes, because it's always somebody with their boob popping out, or they on there making out or something. I was like, I hear you. I feel where you're coming from. But, I mean, like, why? He made a very, very good post on Facebook. It was just like, wow, I feel you. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, why do we have to do this? We shouldn't have to cover our kids' eyes or say, oh, can't watch that. That's why I have basic cable. Don't want all that stuff flashing across the TV screen. No. It's just sickening, very, very sickening. Can go in on a conversation sometimes, so I'm trying to pace myself. Because I know me, especially with that. That's very passionate. I mean, I'm very passionate of what I speak on, because nowadays you have to have some type of passion in what you do. It's definitely, definitely important that you do.
Yeah.
Keep y'all posted on what's going on with Gretchen C. Gilchrist. I'm still working as hard as I can to get the word out there about her. I've written, you know, letters to the judge, to the director. I'm just trying to do what I can when it comes to her, because even to Governor Jack Markell, I'm still tearing his phone down. And the governor-elect that's coming in, I've had conversations with his relations constituents, Miss Molly and Miss Nicole, I mean, with John Carney, our new governor-elect. So I'm just going to keep pushing, because at the end of the day, I don't want no one to go through what I went through with the new commissioner, Miss Gilchrist. So instead of, you know, not doing anything, God forbid, she's still there and, you know, she messes up somebody else's paperwork. We don't want that. I mean, no, she got to go. Point blank. She's not qualified for the position, number one. And number two, her behind lied on her application. So she definitely don't need to be there. She got to go. Straight up. So definitely going to keep you posted on that situation with her, because something definitely has to happen. She cannot continue to just sit there and, you know, right now she's thinking stuff is very sweet. Very sweet. But that's all right. God works in mysterious ways. Y'all already know. He definitely does.
Number, if you would like to call in, is 323-642-1559. If y'all have any, you know, comments or anything, please email me at mstateassociates, the number four, at gmail.com. That being said, I'm not going to be before y'all very much longer, but it's always, always, always a pleasure, you know, just coming to you and just letting you know about different situations that's going on. Different situations that's going on within our community, as well as within Missouri. Even like with the business deals with China, stuff like that, it's like, wow, what in the world are they about to do with that?
Always something. And you know, Trump, he's definitely trying to make some money. I don't care what nobody got to say. That man is about that almighty dollar. So he might be giving up something. But at the same time, he's still going to gain either way. Either way, he's still going to gain. And he's going to gain a whole lot. Because once he get his hands on that oil, where that money at,
ooh wee, it is curtains. And he done put Rex Tillerson in there, the oil man himself. Yeah, he put everybody in position because he's going to do exactly what he's going to do, which is take over. But can't tell them that. They don't see that. Seems like nobody's saying that on CNN. Nobody's saying, oh, well, he got all the people there. Oh, he's going to take over. I mean, they can't see right now. I don't know what's wrong, but they can't see. That we have to even go through this with the presidency. But it's like we had two of the lesser evils. So it's like, who in the world would you? Because even if Hillary got into there, I mean, she was going to be a mess too. Because you might, even though she might have ran on Obama's, you know, legacy and stuff like that, that woman would have came in that mug and tore that place upside of there herself too. It might not seem like it because she didn't want it to seem like it, but she definitely had her own views and her own thing that she wanted to do that we do know. Thing that glitters ain't gold, as they say. But then you have Nancy Pelosi. She's sitting there. She about to go open up her own investigation, her own private investigation outside of Congress because she wants to know. So she's about to push for that. Now, they done voted her back in, and she about to stir some trouble up. She about to stir some trouble up.
She got to do what she got to do. For them to, you know, investigate. But I don't know why I wouldn't say, and that's another thing. Trump, he don't want them to investigate. Because he knows as soon as they investigate, they're going to find out that he got some help. They're going to find out he got some help. And that's exactly what happened. But not even that. People were so mad and so upset that they couldn't, you know what I'm saying, they couldn't even see straight. They just wanted what they wanted, point blank. People are mad, they're upset. And just like Dan Jones, he had a special on CNN, and the special was about, you know, just a town hall meeting with different people. So pretty much Trump played on all people's hearts, the ones who, you know, the lower class and the ones who were like mine workers and factory workers and stuff like that. Because they think, okay, yeah, he's going to help us create jobs and this and third. Wow. What a big letdown that would be, right? But I'm just saying, is he even going to make it that far, though? He has a lot of drama. He got so much drama. How in the world is he going to even get to an inauguration? That man has 500-plus business deals. That's a lot. And half of that stuff, they probably don't even know what the world to do. They have never been in this type of situation before, period. Period. And Kellyanne Conway, she's just like Trump. That's why she's there. That's why she's still rocking tough, because she's all about his views. And she don't care nothing about what he said with the women. She looked, honey, her. Let me leave that alone. I'm going to step away from that one. It's just crazy how stuff is. But that, I mean, that's reality. That's life. This type of stuff is actually going down. It's just sad to see, you know, so many people have to suffer at the hands of Trump and his foolishness. But I just pray that, you know, situations turn around for the better and that we don't have to go back into the Cold War or nothing like that. I'm just praying people just remain optimistic, remain hopeful. Definitely got to have hope, because if you don't, like I say, if you don't have hope, you don't have no life. There is no life. So that's why I try to
even though I do tell y'all about what's going on, I try to, you know, try to keep y'all encouraged, because you got to pray on these situations. And they said if you got more than one person praying, then, hey, it shall come to pass. So just keep praying. You know, everything is for a reason, number one. Everything happens for a reason. So we just have to be, just have to remain hopeful. That's the only way we can continue to live our lives and do what we have to do. As long as we stay on the right side and do what we're supposed to do, we're going to be all right, period. But I'm not going to keep you here much longer or talk your head off any longer, because my time is running out on me. So before I get cut off, what I'm going to say to y'all is peace, love, and happiness. Bless somebody. You don't have to have money to be able to bless someone. You can bless someone with your time, your generosity, anything. Just take the time out to be a blessing in somebody else's life. That's all I got to say. So y'all have a blessed little night. And then we're going to do it again, same time, 6:30 p.m., each and every night.